Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Yeah, Richard Pasco, great at what he does. We got him on the telephone. You can actually ring him if you like on 0419 829 145. At 0419 829 145. Bugger me, dude. If he answers the phone himself. He's got nothing better to do. He sits there waiting for the damn thing to ring. And you can talk to him about technology. G'day, Cobber. How are you?
Oh, I'm always good, Pilko. How's your check-ins going at the moment on your phone?
Remember what?
How's your check-ins going on your phone when you have to go and check into a place?
No good.
No good.
No, go on.
And the amount of people that have rung me over this for a simple explanation has actually staggered me. And every place I've walked into, that's what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
I actually helped a couple of people last night, believe it or not, at the Havelock Hotel when I was going in there as well. So the first thing you have to
is it that complicated?
No, it's not. But no, I hate to say it, I think the government have made it a bit complicated.
Why?
All you have to do is open up the camera on your phone and point it at that QR code.
Yeah.
It will then open up, it will say it wants to open up an internet page, whether it's Safari on your iPhone or the internet page on an Android phone. Then all you do is you put your first and last name in there, your mobile phone number. It sends a text message back. You enter that and you're done.
Simple as that.
But they've complicated things by saying you've got to have the SA Gov app on your phone.
Yeah.
It's a help if you do. But if you don't, that's all you have to do. Just remember the camera, internet, enter your details and you're done.
All right. 2:10. Richard, you'd be aware of it. I saw a report on the news, heard it here on 5AA about a bloke who'd done a concreting job for $51,000, and he sent the invoice, and the invoice was either grabbed by somebody, and the money, the $51,000, was paid into somebody else's account. How did that happen?
This is happening a fair bit. I talked to somebody yesterday. I can't tell you the industry for confidentiality reasons on this because it might give something away.
Yeah.
But there were regular payments of $10,000 had to go between one place and another.
Yeah.
But it needed an invoice to do this. Now, the first couple went through very, very well, and then suddenly they got one and it was an incorrect BSB and account number on it. Now, the person looked identical. So they had a good look at it.
They're clever, aren't they? Jeez, they're clever.
And they suddenly went, you know what, I'm actually going to call and see, because why would they change it? Called the people up, and the firm went, no, we haven't actually changed it. So what's happened is that at that place that where the invoice had come from, they've got an infection on their computer where somebody is going along and looking at their emails all the time.
Yeah.
So what happens is they copy the email, change the BSB and account number so that the money, when it's transferred, gets siphoned off to another bank account, and usually I've got to say it's overseas. So I've got a standard thing I'm saying to businesses now. If you regularly pay somebody and suddenly their BSB and account number changes, get on the phone, ring them to make sure, because, you know, over the last 18 months, the most I've had that I've been told about is one client that lost $16,000.
And this is money that probably is not recoverable?
In a couple of cases it has been, but if it goes overseas,
It's gone
because you've got to go along and say straight away, God, I've sent it to the wrong place. Contact the bank. The bank can probably get it back. But if you leave it for a few days, I think it's gone.
Too late. It's 2:12. Let's go to O'Sullivan Beach, and Janet's given you a ring from down there. Loveliest part of the world on a day like today. Hello, Janet.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Janet.
That's good. I have a question for you, Richard. I've tried to use, or I have used successfully, the QR code twice today.
Yeah.
But when I go back to, say, one of the businesses that I've already checked into, I'm meant to just be able to go into my app. Well, the app just will not come up on my phone.
You've got to scan back in.
Oh, you do?
You do.
Oh, damn. So you can't just... Oh, okay. So you've got to put your details in again and get the verification code again.
If you've got the MySA Gov app on the bottom of your phone, you don't have to, or on your phone, you don't have, so you'll scan it and then it'll say, yep. Janet is back at the local pub.
Okay. Right.
All right.
I will try that then.
Good on you, Janet. Thank you for the call. Richard, an email from Colleen down at Grange. Richard, how often should you change your password? Friends are insisting that you do it every year or so. Is it necessary to do it as often as that? From Colleen.
If it's a password just to open up your computer at your house, I don't believe in changing it at all. I hate to say it, passwords when you're at home, if you put a password on your computer, it's about keeping the wife off or about keeping the kids off or the husband off. That's what it is. So, you know, you don't need to change that at all. If it's your internet password out there, they're pretty good nowadays, so all the providers, so that's fine, but you don't share those sort of passwords. The person that originally came up with the idea about changing your passwords regularly regretted that after a few years because it caused more issues than anything else on there. So a good password in the beginning is what you probably need. But I had to tell people, if your computer gets stolen from your house, whether it's a Windows or an Apple computer, 99% of the time most criminals can break that password. So make sure that you always have your stuff backed up.
Oh, yeah, you've said that lots of times. The backing up is so damn important. All righty, David is at... where are you, David? You're up at Strathyn. You've got a question for our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Hello, David. Oh, wait a minute, David. I've gotten rid of you, but I'll get you back. Go far away.
Yeah, same as the last lady about the QR app. I've been into the destination where you scanned or took a photo of the app, put your details in. I had to do the same again today.
Yep.
But is that app, the QR symbol, does that appear on your MyGov app after?
No, the information is on the MyGov, so... On the SA Gov app that you've got on your phone now, it knows that, you know, for example, it knows I've been to the Havelock Hotel and the Cafe House at Handel. So when I go back in to scan in there, it knows I'm back in there again straight away.
Yeah, well, that didn't work because I just put the camera over the QR code,
right.
And I had to fill the details in again.
Yeah, I don't think it's 100% at the moment, but, you know, it's what we all have to do to keep this thing under control. So, you know, for the time being, I think we've all just got to knuckle down, take that and put our details in. I mean, it takes you probably less than 30 seconds to go along and do it now.
Yeah, it's not long. And yeah. One other thing for Tony, petrol at Strath, the ethanol E10 is $1.09. And the Supra is
$3.09. Gee, some good prices up there. Good on you, David. Thank you for that. Back with Richard Pascoe in a moment or so. John at Athelstan, you'll be the next caller for Richard. It's, nearly 16 minutes past two now.
The 2020 5AA's Variety Radiothon this year proudly raised much-needed funds for Variety, the children's charity. A wonderful supporter of this year's Radiothon was AMPM Convenience Stores, supplying $5,000 worth of fuel. Look out for AMPM 19 locations across South Australia. Thank you, AMPM Convenience Stores, for your support of this year's 5AA Radiothon, raising funds for Variety, the children's charity.
Can you fix the shower?
Yes, we can.
Can you fix the power?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, is what we say at Service Today.
For emergency plumbing and electrical, no matter what size job you need, at Service Today the answer will always be yes, we can. It's Service Today guaranteed or it's free.
Can you fix the shower?
Yes, we can.
Can you fix the power?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, is what we say at Service Today.
Look out for our bright yellow trucks.
Hi, I'm Nick Reed, CEO at BankSA. If you're considering refinancing your home loan, now's a great time to see us at BankSA. You'll get a massive $4,000 cash back when you switch your home loan to BankSA. Visit your nearest branch, talk to your broker, or search BankSA Home Loans.
Credit criteria, fees, charges, exclusions, and T's and C's apply. Max LVR 80%. See banksa.com.au for full terms and conditions.
17 minutes past two. John Athelson, you'll be the next caller for Richard Pascoe. Reminder that the ladies from Toop and Toop are in the interactive lounge right now. Jane Looker and Jen Cools. You've got a question about real estate, anything at all to do with real estate. You're flogging a property, you're selling a property, you're buying a property, you want to rent a property, even somebody to look after your property. Expert property management. Give the ladies a call. The expert advice is available right now, all done confidentially and expertly, and they're in the lounge up until 2:30. That interactive lounge number, 83660826. 83660826. And Jen and Jan from Toop and Toop, more than happy to take your calls right now.
GOMO is the new cancel anytime subscription mobile without all the usual malarkey. So there's no bill shock. Simply download the GOMO app today and you're good to go. T's and C's apply. Visit gamo.com.au for more information.
Get into the holiday spirit this Christmas with Cheapest Chips.
Cheapest Chips.
Help Santa gift cheaper with gift ideas from $10, tons of toys from $5, and all your Christmas treats from $2. And to help deck the halls, there's Christmas decorations and accessories from $4. So do holiday cheaper and get into the holiday spirit at Cheapest Chips. Go to cheapestchips.com, shop, click and collect, or have your Cheapest Chips Chrissy goodies delivered to your door.
Australia, we're a resilient bunch. Whatever we face, every morning, we keep getting up. Challenges just drive us to go harder, and success just pushes us to go one better. At Sealy Posturepedic, we believe a great night's sleep is the best way we can help you keep getting up. And that's why every one of our mattresses is handmade right here in Australia by Australians for you. Sealy Posturepedic, Australia's number one selling mattress.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
And this is Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. You can get a hold of Richard simply going online, richard@adelaidetechguy.com.au, or call him on the mobile, 0419 829 145. All right, 0419, that's easy enough. 0419 829 145. The Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. John, you've been patiently waiting on the telephone at Athelson. Thank you for that. And your question for Richard is:
Richard, with this COVID-19 app that we have to have on the SA Gov site, Does that use any of your data?
Of course, it's going to use a very minute bit of data when it goes through. Because you're only up an internet page, and then you're transmitting a tiny bit of data back to where it's collected. That's all. It will be hardly anything.
That's all right. We're on the Telstra Seniors plan, and we're only allowed two gigs of data on that, which is normally enough for what we want to do.
No, you would be fine. It uses very, very little data at all. So, yeah, when you're entering in, it's like radio. You know, we love you to stream radio on your phone. That might use 25 megabits per hour, megabytes per hour. You know, so it's not very, very little.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Yeah, another happy customer. Good on you. Thank you, John. Neville, you're at Felixstowe with a question for Richard. Hello, Nev.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Do you know anything about Zoom text?
Yes.
Right. I've had it on for a while because of the eyesight.
Yep.
And they want $900 and something for an update. Does that sound right?
No, that does not sound right at all.
No, because I'm on Zoom Text 11. That came out years ago.
Yep.
But I've spoken to them in Melbourne. They've spoken to America, and they want $900-something just to update.
Jeez, that's a lot of money.
That's good heavens. That's terrible.
But there's no other way to have the, you know, your print and everything blowing up, is there?
Yeah, but $900 for an
update—that's
ridiculous. That really is. That's just taking advantage of people.
That's for sure.
Can you send me an email about that so I can have a bit of a look at that?
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, mate.
Nev, he'll be able to solve it for you. He's our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. It's 22 minutes past two. Righto, from Felixstowe to Tennyson this time around. Get around about the place. Graham's on the line from there. G'day, Graham.
G'day, boys. Just a quick one. Just had a last caller asking if the government app uses any much data. And as Richard said, it doesn't use anything really. But a lot of places, especially hotels and stuff, have free Wi-Fi. So just turn your Wi-Fi on. Won't use anything.
Exactly right. So, yeah, but the problem is, I've got to say, with free Wi-Fi, sometimes you can spend half an hour in some of them, especially, and not probably having a go at the Adelaide City Council, but sometimes when you've got to log on to that one, you might spend half an hour trying to get connected sometimes to make it work.
Well, seeing Richard, you like a beverage, I can guarantee the Lakes Hotel Wi-Fi works.
All right, there we go. Thanks very much.
Richard, what's Chromebook all about? What's that?
A Chromebook is a different sort of laptop. So we've got Windows laptops, Philco, we've got Apple laptops. A Chromebook is a Google laptop. So it only uses Google software. So it's got the Chrome browser on there. It uses all the Chrome software. It's a good alternative sometimes for people. I thought I'd bring it up coming into Christmas. Very cheap. They start at about $300. Great battery life. So about 15, 16 hours out on average out of them. But they're always connected to the internet, so you've got to have an internet connection for them. But if you just browse the internet, you know, you go onto Google, you've got Gmail as an account, they're an ideal thing to go along and use. And there's no viruses, no malware on there as well, because they're not, viruses and malware are not designed to run on Google Chromebooks, because they're a very minute part of what we use.
Right on. 24 past two. This is our tech guide, Richard Pascoe. Richard, you say there's an internet provider cracking down on the amount of emails you store. Which one is it, and why are they doing it?
It's IINet and all their affiliated companies. I'm getting swamped with calls from people. So they'll let you have 1 gig of data stored on there. And they've said to clients, we're not in the email business. We're in the internet. We're in the business of providing you an internet. So you've got to get your emails down. So if you get this sort of message on, I've got to say, you get an email from them. And sometimes they stop your emails working for a while, so you have to ring support, and they'll say to you, no, you've got too many, you've got to clean them up, and people panic about this. So, you know, there is no way out of this. You've either got to go along and say, well, I'm going to go to another provider and get another email address,
but
you're probably going to have to go along and mass delete to get them to work again. I've had lots of calls about this, Pilco. I think it's wrong. There are other providers out there. I think Telstra give you more than 10 gig of data you can, or 10 gig of emails you can store on there. But 1 gig of data is not very much at all.
Righto. Okay. Jason's Salisbury East has given us a call. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. The guy talked about Zoom.
Jason, yes. Before we start, we're not going to have to dump you this week, are we?
I know. What the hell did bloody cool, what's your name, do the other week to play in the bum?
Go on, Jason, fire up. We had to dump him the other week.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the Zoom Text part, I use Jaws, which is the screen reading software, where Zoom Text is the large print one.
Yep.
And about the upgrade part, what happens there is you can get a thing called an SMA, which is sort of, you know, like an upgrade license.
Yes.
And what happens, if you buy that, you get like one upgrade for free, let's say two for the price of one, right?
Yep.
But if you skip, like, say, 2 or 3 years, you've got to pay that, like the man said, about $900 to bring yourself right up to date. It is a bit of a pain in the ass thing.
It's terrible. I think there are some software companies out there that provide services to people who've got disabilities that are taking advantage of them. Because $900 for an upgrade, if we suddenly went along and said, well, you know, you can go along and get the next Windows upgrade that everybody needs, and they're going to charge you $700 or $800, they'd be riding in the streets.
That's why I do give Apple a big plug there with their voiceover in the iPads and iPhones, because they're built into the system, which is great. But Jaws, yes, for Jaws and the Zoom Text, yeah, that's the problem. You buy upgrades, say, every couple of years type of thing, but if you skip 2 or 3 years, then you've got to pay.
That's right.
Back up to scratch again.
Yeah, it's not right. It's $900 for a software upgrade for people with disabilities in this day and age is not right at all.
Oh, Jason, you behave yourself. Get on your copper. Robin, you're out of Golden Grove with a question for Richard. Hello, Robin.
Oh, hello. Richard, I need your advice. I don't have a mobile phone. I've never felt the need. What's the best one to get, an iPhone or an Android?
If you've do you have friends? What have your friends got, Robin?
Some have got one, some have got the other.
Right. I would choose whoever you're closest to. So if your friend's got an iPhone and you see them all the time, they'll be able to support you in having your iPhone, because you want somewhere to go to ask questions sometimes. How do I do this? How do I do that? So, but especially for people who, let's say, you know, are into their 30s and 40s and they're suddenly buying their first mobile phone.
Well, I'm older than that.
I was being nice to you, Robin. You know, for it. So you've got to have some level of support somewhere. So,
well,
you know,
I don't think I've got that level of support that close, other
right.
than I could ring on my landline, one of my friends, because of nobody. None of my friends live close by.
Right, which makes it really hard. Out of the two of them, Robin, I would get an iPhone.
Right.
I think that's a lot more user-friendly. There are a lot more
that's
instructions.
That's what I want, user-friendly.
Instructions around, and if you buy it from one of, you know, when you're going to buy it from a telco, go in and get them to help you set it up and ask them questions when you're there.
Right. Now, I'll just ask you one more question.
Sure.
Does it come like my washing machine did? My washing machine came with a manual. Does a new telephone come with a manual?
There are no manuals around anymore, Robin.
Oh.
So you might have to get there. You can buy some books. They're still in some newsagents around. You can buy things like this. I think there is an iPhone for dummies around. I'm not calling you a dummy.
No, I know, because there was, computers for dummies.
Yeah. who's your local council?
Petrie Gully.
Teetery Gully, they, in their library in there, I think you'll find if you go into there, they do one-on-one little sessions. And I think, and I know the people up there pretty well, they know iPhones fine. So you can book a, so get your iPhone, book a session in with them, and then you should, and does, it's not going to cost you anything. So they'll be able to go through all the questions in there for you.
Right. Now, when you say get your iPhone, there's so many models. There's one that's, don't
I would
tell
get
me to
the,
get the
I
latest
get
one. That would be
the
most expensive, wouldn't it?
That's right. I would get the iPhone SE, which starts at $679. If you put it on a plan, it amortises the cost over 2 or 3 years.
Now, did you say S for Sam, E?
Yep, and E for egg.
Yes, S.
S-E. All right?
Okay, Robin, good luck with all of that. Richard, somebody wants to get a hold of you. The easiest way of doing that is what, via the phone or perhaps email? What would you suggest?
Yeah, via the phone, at this time of year, yeah, ring me via the phone because I'm out all the time, 0419-829-145. Always good. Or send me a text message and I'll call you back.
Oh, good as that. Good on you, mate. He's just great at what he does. The Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe.